has a chemistry about it, that, you know, everyone trusts one another to do their jobs and get the job done. And over the case of the last few weeks, that's been the case. So at this point, you know, all we want to do is continue building off of that, taking it one day at a time, and hopefully we continue, you know, growing as a team.
How much does it help you when you get a rookie like, and how exciting for you when you get a rookie like Micah Hyde step in there and doing what he's doing early in his rookie year?
It's always exciting because, like you know, this league, guys tend to get hurt. Guys are going to get hurt. You need guys to come in and play quality minutes for you. And like you say, Mike is one of the guys who's coming in and played those quality minutes for us. So it's definitely exciting.
Brandon Marshall coming, ready for that challenge? What makes him so tough? I mean, I know he does a lot of talking out there, but, you know, he's also got to catch the ball to make plays.
Oh, no doubt about it, but he's definitely a good receiver. He's going to be a tough challenge. He's one of those guys. He's big, 6'5", 230, and he does everything well. You know, he runs pretty good routes, comes back to the ball, comes out his break well, and he's good after the catch and strong. So he's a guy who presents a lot of challenge. You know, your best out is try to keep him from catching the ball. Because once he do catch the ball, he's really good with it.
How about touching? How about getting that flag on that pass interference? Some people think that they should find that referee because it was such a bad call.
Maybe so. You know, I guess everyone has to be accountable at some point. But it was what it was at that point. You know, I just kind of looked up at the scoreboard and laughed about it. It was like, wow. But you know, it's the game. I think they was emphasizing upfield penalties this game because they came to me personally before the game. And it told me whatever I was going to do, do it within 5 yards. You know, let the receiver do what they're doing. They was going to call it, but, you know, they called it.
A lot of people on the outside might be thinking no Cutler, no chance. But with the amount of weapons that they have, be it out of the backfield, tight end, receivers, does that ease the transition when they go to a backup quarterback? Does that make it a little bit more competitive for them?
No. Josh McCown is a proven vet. He's been doing it for years. This is his 13th year in the league now, and he started for a few teams. We know that, not looking past him at all. We feel that he can get the job done, and we're going to prepare that way as he was a starter for years in the league, so that's the way we prepare.
Is there anything out of the mention of Brandon Marshall's size? Jeffrey's a big guy, too. Calvin Johnson, you have big guys here, too. As a cornerback, do you see the league going that way, and how difficult is it with these bigger receivers who can do so much?
It's definitely difficult. It kind of changes the way, you know, your game plan a little bit. Focusing on certain players, on certain areas of the game. But, you know, you have to find a way at some point, you know, to try to stop these guys. And sometimes it's going to be stress on you. You know, it's not going to always be help here. You know, you got to go out there and just be up for the challenge.
Talk about the Bears-Packers week. What makes it so special and why you got to get let everybody know how big this week is?
You know what? You know, I think ever since I've been here, obviously it's the oldest rivalry in the National Football League. And, you know, we always get that prime time Monday-Sunday night game with the Bears. So, you know, even the league has recognized it so far. And like you said, you know, when you first come into Green Bay, you know, that's one of the things that's known. You know, we got to go out and we got to beat Chicago. So it is definitely a good rivalry, great for the game, and we look forward to it.